Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carla Fernandez identified 8 companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Bronx Parking, Suntech Power, Affimax, Cengage Learning, Gatehouse Media, Fisker Auto, Gasco Energy, and Eutagene Laboratories. Bronx Parking Development Corp., the operator of parking garages at the new Yankee Stadium, has hired Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher as bankruptcy attorneys, Bloomberg News reported mid-March, citing a filing with the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. Bronx Parking will pay Wilkie, Farr $18,750 a month, according to the filing. However, its chief restructuring officer, Edward Moran, told Bloomberg in a telephone interview that Bronx Parking is in discussions with creditors and isn't planning a bankruptcy filing. The company has not generated enough revenue to pay $240 million in tax-exempt debt. The garages and lots, which have about 9,300 spaces, have suffered as more fans take public transportation to Major League Baseball games, and drivers balk at paying $35 to park. Nuveen Asset Management is the biggest holder of Bronx Parking debt, with $116.1 million of bonds maturing in 2037 and 2046 as of February 28th, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Bronx Parking issued $237.6 million of municipal bonds in 2007 through New York City's Industrial Development Agency to build 3 garages, renovate 2 others, and refurbish 6 lots near the 50,287-seat Yankee Stadium. Suntech Power Holdings Company, LTD, in March disclosed that it has received from the trustee of its 3% convertible notes a notice of default and acceleration relating to Suntech's non-payment of the principal amount of $541 million U.S. that was due to holders of the notes on March 15, 2013. Such event of default has also triggered cross-defaults under Suntech's other outstanding debt, including its loans from International Finance Corporation and Chinese domestic lenders. Suntech has entered into a forbearance agreement with holders of over 60% of the notes, one of the terms of which is that the forbearing note holders will cooperate with Suntech in addressing certain legal proceedings that may be initiated against it. Suntech is also continuing its efforts to restructure and increase the cost efficiency of its operations, maintain business relationships with its existing customers and suppliers, and seek additional resources of capital to meet its ongoing operational requirements and debt repayment obligations. In addition, Suntech is in discussions with certain of its suppliers and lenders relating to various other claims for non-payment or non-performance, which the company hopes to resolve in a timely manner. Wuxi, China-based Suntech Power Holdings produces solar products for residential, commercial, industrial, and utility applications. Affimax Inc., in mid-March, disclosed that it will reduce its workforce as part of a plan to focus the company's resources on the ongoing investigation of reported hypersensitivity reactions in patients receiving Amantus pagincetide injection following the nationwide voluntary recall of its product from the market. This action will reduce the company's workforce by approximately 230 employees, or 75%, which includes its commercial and medical affairs field organizations, as well as other officers and employees. The company also announced it will retain a bank to evaluate strategic alternatives for the organization, including the sale of the company or its assets, or a corporate merger. The company is considering all possible alternatives, including further restructuring activities, wind down of operations, or even bankruptcy proceedings. Affimax is a biopharmaceutical company based in Palo Alto, California. It aims to discover, develop, and deliver innovative therapies that improve the lives of patients with kidney disease and other serious and often life-threatening illnesses. Cengage Learning Acquisitions, Inc., on March 20th, borrowed $430 million, virtually the entire remaining available amount under its revolving credit facilities, to ensure Cengage Learning Holdings II, LP, and its consolidated subsidiaries have sufficient liquidity to fund their working capital needs. As a result, Cengage Learning has approximately $490 million of cash on its balance sheet and an outstanding balance on its 2 revolvers of $518 million as of March 21, 2013. Separately, Cengage Learning has retained Alvarez & Marsal as restructuring advisor, Lazard as financial advisor, and Kirkland & Ellis LLP as legal advisor to advise the company and its board of directors as part of ongoing efforts to assess its capital structure. In June 2012, Cengage disclosed it was in discussions with holders of its outstanding senior unsecured notes regarding potential transactions that would extend the maturity of the notes. Cengage, at the time, cautioned that there can be no assurance that the discussions will result in the consummation of any such transaction. A report from the Wall Street Journal says Cengage has struggled as college students have moved toward digital textbooks and buying or renting used books to save money. Also, fewer students are expected to attend college over the next few years as tuitions rise. As of June 30, 2012, Cengage had total assets of $7.5 billion and debts of $5.6 billion. Gatehouse Media, Inc., a Fortress Investment Group-owned newspaper company, has entered talks with attorneys at Cleary Gottlieb Steen & Hamilton LLP in an effort to restructure $1.2 billion in debt coming due next year and avoid bankruptcy, according to reports. Gatehouse is asking creditors to either forgive their debt in exchange for some ownership in a reorganized company or accept payments of 33 cents for every dollar they are owed. Emily Glazer and Mike Spector at Daily Bankruptcy Review report that Gatehouse is weighing a streamlined bankruptcy protection filing. Gatehouse's core publications, which primarily serve local markets, include 78 daily newspapers geographically dispersed across 21 states, with the majority in the Midwest and Western U.S. Fisker Automotive, Inc. has hired restructuring lawyers at Kirkland & Ellis LLP to prepare for a possible bankruptcy filing, though no final decisions have been made, according to reporting by the Wall Street Journal. Fisker faces an April 22nd deadline to make a loan payment to the U.S. Department of Energy. Fisker currently carries about $192 million in debt under the DOE's Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program. WSJ says Fisker and the DOE have declined to reveal the precise amount Fisker owes on April 22nd. Fisker furloughed 200 U.S. workers in late March for a limited time to conserve cash. According to WSJ, people familiar with the matter have said Fisker's talks with Chinese automakers Zhejiang Geely Holding Group and Dongfeng Motor Group Company have hit rough patches of late because of Fisker's desire to try to move forward with U.S. production at a former General Motors Company plant in Delaware that Fisker now owns. Anaheim, California-based Fisker is the maker of the $100,000 sports car, Karma. It was funded in part by an Obama administration program to promote clean energy vehicles. Gasco Energy, Inc., on April 8th, disclosed it has elected not to make the $1.24 million semi-annual interest payment due April 5th, 2013, on its outstanding 5.5% convertible senior notes due 2015. The indenture governing the 2015 notes provides that the failure to make such interest payment constitutes an event of default after a 30-day cure period. During the cure period, the company intends to engage in discussions with the holders of the 2015 notes regarding a forbearance agreement in connection with the interest payment and/or a modification of the indenture governing the 2015 notes. The company has engaged a financial advisor to assist it in evaluating potential strategic alternatives, such as a strategic restructuring, refinancing, or other transaction to provide it with additional liquidity. Denver-based Gasco Energy is a natural gas and petroleum exploitation, development, and production company engaged in locating and developing hydrocarbon resources, primarily in the Rocky Mountain region and in California's San Joaquin Basin. Unigene Laboratories, Inc., on April 8th, disclosed that the company has entered into a second amendment to its financing agreement with affiliates of Victory Park Capital Advisors, LLC, whereby Victory Park has agreed to purchase an additional $750,000 senior secured note, providing Unigene with additional working capital. Under the terms of this financing, proceeds from the sale of the note, which is convertible into shares of Unigene common stock at a conversion price of 9 cents per share, will be used for working capital purposes. In an effort to conserve capital and further extend its cash runway, Unigene also announced a strategic reorganization and downsizing, which involved a reduction of approximately 40% of its workforce. The majority of the employees impacted by the reduction in workforce supported Unigene's Fortical manufacturing and recombinant calcitonin production operations, which have been negatively impacted by regulatory recommendations in Europe and by an advisory committee to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Unigene also announced on April 8th that it has been notified by Victory Park that Victory Park has declared an event of default under certain loan documents, including approximately $55.8 million in notes issued to Victory Park by Unigene. Victory Park has further declared these notes, including principal and interest, due and payable. In connection with the existence and the continuation of the default, Victory Park has notified Unigene that, pursuant to Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, Victory Park has initiated a public disposition of certain of Unigene's assets that constitute Victory Park's collateral. Those assets will be sold pursuant to public auction to be held at the offices of Catton, Mushin, and Roseman LLP on April 15th. Unigene engages in the design, delivery, manufacture, and development of peptide-based therapeutics. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.